Welcome to the Human Relations Day devotional podcast. On Human Relations Day, a special Sunday for United Methodist Churches, we come together to extend a helping hand to those in crisis. We hope today's devotional will inspire you to pray for and lovingly serve all of God's children.
A rich inheritance. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By His mercy, He has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 4. As a young girl, Mallory had bounced around from foster home to foster home. She never really knew what it was like to have a stable family. She longed for a father who tucked her in at night, or a mother who cared for her when she was sick. This feeling of loneliness stuck with Mallory for much of her life. Whether at home, work, or school, she found herself feeling left out, always on the outside longing to be let in. That all changed when Brooke and her family moved in the apartment across the hall from Mallory. Although Brooke was busy caring for her young sons and helping her husband build a business, she felt drawn to show Mallory lots of love. On Thanksgiving, knowing Mallory was going to be alone, she invited her to join her family during the Thanksgiving holiday. That holiday dinner started something beautiful. That night led to weekly dinners, which led to more family holidays and feeling like someone cared for her, like someone had her back. The longer this went on, the more Mallory found that the hole that had always been in her heart was slowly closing. When one of her foster fathers passed away, Mallory felt sad. Although they weren't close, it was a reminder of what had been missing in her life, the strength and stability of a father and a father's love. One night, she said to Brooke, "The only inheritance I have is brokenness and pain." Brooke wrapped her arms around Mallory in a tight hug. "Your Heavenly Father has left to you a rich inheritance, one that's filled with all the love and compassion in the world." Mallory needed Brooke to show her tangible love from a Heavenly Father, and Brooke answered that call. When we love others well, they are able to see that God loves them well too. God, help me to remember that You are the one who surrounds the lonely and the outcasts with love. Let me be an instrument of that love for someone else in prayer, in word, and in deed.
Human Relations Day is a special Sunday set aside every year in the United Methodist Church to give generously to local and national efforts that minister and serve those in crisis. Our generosity provides hope in the name of Jesus and leads to life transformation as all God's children are supported to reach their God-given potential. We hope you'll be joining us this year. To learn more about this special Sunday, visit www.umcgiving.org/hrd.